NATO leaders in Lisbon are discussing the future of their role in Afghanistan and specifically about handing over the task of maintaining order to the Afghan security forces. One of the keys to achieving that is building a functioning Afghan national army. Well, a new film called Camp Victory Afghanistan examines that challenge in some detail. Its director, Carol Dysinger, gained rare access to the Afghan military and to the Americans who've been training them. Earlier I spoke to her and I began by asking her what the main insight she had gained into the training of those Afghan troops.
The interesting thing to me about watching the training of the Afghan National Army was how each country that came to train was teaching them to fight the last war that country had fought. The British were doing a lot of training that was about, it looked like Belfast, it was about clearing urban environments. And the Americans were very much training the NCO structure, a kind of, you know, top-down command backup, the military decision-making process structure. And it was very hard for the trainers to get a hang of the kind of thing the Afghans could understand very well and the kinds of things where they just didn't have the conceptual background that we had in order to utilize. So, like, someone would put up a slide and say, okay, the general is in charge, right? Like, explaining rank. And one of the Afghans would go, why? Who is he? What has he got? You see what I'm saying? It's like the concept of rank took a while to get across. This was early on. I mean, later on, that disappeared.
So presumably that the opposite is true as well, that the Americans and other NATO forces weren't really understanding where the Afghans were coming from.
Absolutely. Especially when you had so many soldiers who had done a tour or two in Iraq, it was hard for them to comprehend the difference between an Arab culture and a Persian culture. Because they looked the same, and they weren't really given the training to distinguish between the two, and they're quite different.
What about this notion of a united Afghan army? What are the main challenges that face NATO as it tries to help that happen?
Well, I think one of the hardest parts is how the coalition forces are rotated in and out. I mean, the Americans are there for a year. The Spanish, I think, are there for 6 months. The Italians for four. I might have that backwards. So that means in the base where I was, the 207th Corps in Herat, there would be six changes of people a year so that the personnel was constantly changing on the Afghans. And you're dealing with a culture that deals so much with personal relationships and friendships and honor among men and shaking hands and I know you and you know me. Having people come and go like that is very difficult.
And also the tribal issue.
Well, I think make clear there's a difference between the ethnic divisions, which are Hazara, Tajik, Pashto, what you typically hear of, and the tribal issues. The tribes are like Norzai, Syed. They're not the same. You'll have several tribes who are Pashtun, but the ethnic difference is a little bit different. Some people got along fine. Other people did not. The Hazara are the typically downtrodden people of Afghanistan. And if a Hazara was made a general or a command sergeant major, he might have a difficult time getting soldiers under him to do what he said. Or if he were to punish one Pashtun, he endangered the bringing on the rage to himself of all of them in that particular unit.
But do you think there is an appreciation of these subtle differences? You spent a lot of time, you had a lot of access. Not many Americans would have had the same kind of access. Is there enough of an appreciation of that when they are trying to build this bigger Afghan army?
I think they're getting it. You know, when I was there, there was one Hazara guy who looked at me and said, you know, I love Americans. Pashtun, Hazara, Uzbek, they do not care what you are. And I said, well, did it ever occur to you that he might not be able to tell the difference? And the guy looked at me for a moment, and then he said, yes, but he does not care to learn. So for us to deal with it, it's something they have to deal with.
From what you've observed, what is the best way to go about helping the Afghan army?
I think the best way is to identify the commanders all up and down the chain, the officers who want a country. There are many of them. Often there are people who didn't leave during the Taliban, who stayed in the military while the Soviets were there and didn't leave until Kabul fell to the Taliban. General Faisal Sayar, who's the main focus of my film, was such a man. He didn't speak English. He had every minute of that 30 years of war, he was on some front line or other. And as he said to me, he said, you know, it's silly to ask whether someone's been a communist or a warlord or a Soviet or an anything, because everybody in this country has changed sides so many times. What you need to know is this a person who can imagine peace?
And that was Carol Dysinger, the director of Camp Victory Afghanistan.